Lightning bets in a moment today that the baseball playoffs really get going. So action all day long. We'll tell you some of our looks for those various games. We get four of them back to back to back to back all coming up. We'll get to that in a moment just here on Bet Sweats. And we always love to check out your feedback. We love getting those five-star reviews and just in the review, just kind of proving, hey, you're one. You're in on the joke. You listen on a daily basis. We got one here from Fantasy Corporal, Sam. Five stars. Says, must hear betting content. With all the interviews of the flagship show, this betting podcast gives actionable betting content daily from futures to parlays. Bring in Sam with the best decision Odyssey has made instantly since instantly releasing segments. The guys show up no matter how slurred they are from the night before. No amount of birthday parties or kids' baseball games will stop them from bringing the daily news and betting advice. From August to July, this is a must-listen every morning. Tip of the cap to you. Guys are great. Appreciate it. Is that you?
No. If I was going to comment, I would not have said some of the things in there. You know that.
Slurry?
Definitely would not want that on there. It's one time you're labeled for life, you know? It just is what it is. Man, I could have just not showed that day. Could have just called in sick.
Well, right. Is that true? Because I remember they were breaking in your room.
They were trying. I wouldn't let them in. I didn't know who it was, you know? People right. In my room? Yeah, no.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah. And I open the door. I'm like, "What?
Did you really what? Say that?
Yeah. What? What do you want?
So
the flagship comment is very funny. It's very funny.
Flagship.
Yeah, it's very good.
One day, maybe one day we'll be there. One day. We appreciate the review. Everybody, if you listen via podcast, you have not left ratings or reviews, just help us out and do that. If you leave comments like that, let us know that you're listening. We would greatly appreciate it. What's so funny?
Nothing. Everything's funny. Everything's very funny.
I think you're laughing through the pain right now based on what you put in the chat a couple of moments ago.
Yeah, I just found that out. Not great. You can say it. I don't want to say it.
Wife just said we're going to have the house exterior painted, and it's probably 10 grand.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. You know what's worse? You know what you don't want to be told? Need to replace the windows.
Oh, no. Yeah. No way.
That is worse.
I'd rather have tarp over it than replace.
Yeah. Unbelievably expensive. 10 grand to paint outside? So what's the exterior made of?
I mean, it's just, it's old.
It's brick exciting, or what is it? Yeah, I mean, okay.
It's 200 years old.
So yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, as you can tell.
Oh, man. 10 grand. Yeah, painting indoors isn't great either, but it's not going to cost that much. That's why I asked. It must be, you got a ton of work then to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm being told, yes.
Every year I've learned it's like, okay, one big project. Once you become a homeowner, there's one big, massive, what you know, five-figure bill that's waiting for you that probably needs to be done. It's something every single year.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, so, I've found out about it last couple of years, buddy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, what was the last one?
Oh, you know? Like a total restructure of the front yard.
Yeah.
Oh.
You look like you're in pain just thinking about it.
I want to cry.
Get it. Yeah, I know. And everybody sees exterior, so that's going to be the argument, right? Like you can hide stuff and kind of skate around things inside, but not so much with that, especially with an older home. All right, Lightning bets. What do you have for us today?
Padres, let's do it. Plus 110 BetMGM. That's a pretty fair price. There's a little bit better prices offshore, but I mean, plus 110 is very, very fair. On Pivetta against Boyd, I understand Pivetta's splits have not been great in the regular season. Okay, fine. I don't trust Boyd. I'm sorry, I don't. Nothing personal. I just don't have any interest in betting Chicago with Boyd. So I hope Pivetta can steal game one. You know we are a Padres show. And then you got Cease game two and Darvish game three. But go in there today, steal the opener, and see what happens in the final two games.
All right. I'm going Detroit-Cleveland under six. I see a 5.5 popping now. Detroit has to push Skubal. They have to. They have to steal this game if they want any chance of taking this round. So I'm going under six. Lack of offense on both sides, too. So the offense isn't scaring me too much. There's a reason this number's this low. Open 6.5. We're down to six, and I'm still fine with it. A lot of people will get scared off by it. I'm not too concerned about it. Give me Boston with Crochet. I'm going to back the dog. Plus 115. It looks like the market is in on the Yankees going against that. It is a little dicey, but I'm going to take Crochet in this matchup, the way he's pitched against the Yankees. I'm going there. Being the public side is a little scary. Snell, under 15.5 outs recorded. We know how the Dodgers roll when it comes to their starting pitchers. I'm going to say he's a five-inning or less guy today. And, man, do I want to add an offensive rookie of the year? Really?
Why not?
I've got two horses. Well, the why not is you end up adding too many. Woody Marks is the one that really stands out. A lot of places have 60. There's a 75-1 out there. If he's going to take over as the guy in Houston, the scary part is, yes, they do have a crappy offensive line, but that is a number I just don't think I can pass up. At 75-1, somebody that I'm expecting to enter this race, and there's no quarterback that's running away with it. This thing is so wide open. Yeah, Marks at 75. All right, Paul Aspen, what do you have for lightning bets?
So I will say, as a Phillies fan who hated to see the Mets last year in the playoffs and knew how that was going to go out. Talked about targeting the top, I don't know, the north side, if you're looking at it, of the playoff bracket for the top side of the American League. Mm-hmm. And we're out on the Mariners, it sounds like. I'd say pick a team from up top on to make a run. Now, the last team Cleveland wants to see, I would think, even though they've kind of dominated them over the second half of the season, fresh slate. You get the Tigers again. You're not done with this team. You got the Cy Young winner. Give me Detroit at 20-1. They're the best team in baseball to win the World Series. They're the best team in baseball for the first half of the season.
Wow.
They have fallen apart in the second half. Did we not see this with the 05 White Sox a little bit? I mean, that's a little bit of a reach, but like a team that fell apart to the end and then figured it out with behind good pitching. So with apologies to the city of Detroit, Tigers, 20-1.
Wow. I did not have this on the bingo card. Paul going Tigers World Series.
Me neither, to be fair.
It's a good case. What's the series price?
I would think the Guardians -1. That was today. Series price. They're favored.
-120-ish. Okay, yeah, -125.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So similar to today's price.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how these numbers flip, too, based on who wins today, because now you got to win two games in a row. That's interesting. Do you have anything else?
No, but now, because I've done these in the past, Joe, now I'm thinking I need to come up with a good alliteration for it, but a Motor City parlay.
You're not. What are you going to do? There's no
Pistons?
Lions.
You're doing Lions?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Pistons.
Not Michigan. Not Lions. Wow. Pistons. Pistons, Red Wings. In honor of Jake. You go Detroit.
Red Wings
tonight.
Money line tonight?
Yep, yes. And Pistons to win the division.
Tigers Lions is 188-1, by the way. Tigers World Series, Lions Super Bowl.
Can you, before we get out, can you check Detroit to win the Central Division? They could win it this year.
Oh, with the injuries.
Sure. Working on it. Jake, filibuster for me.
Sure. I have no problem going under in that Detroit-Cleveland game. This just reeks of a 3-1 final score. So I'll go with that. I like the Padres and I like the Red Sox. And I hover moon on the Reds with Hunter Green. I want to do it. I want to touch that stove so bad, but I don't know if I'll get there. I'll be on the Blake Snell under, though, under 15.5 easily, 100% on that one. And then Bregman, Merrill, Hernandez, World Series MVPs. Let's rock. Also, I would just like to say, I said this in the chat earlier, I haven't stopped thinking about yesterday's case of the Mondays. I was crying laughing listening back to it last night.
What part?
Amazing. All of it.
What part do you think?
Did you push the button? It's like underrated line from that, too.
Telemundo. Oh, God. Was my personal
favorite. Sam was so upset.
I was just standing in the elevator waiting for it to magically go to my floor. Did you push the button?
Oh my God.
The transcript in the podcast app is so much funnier too. It's just written out.
Now I need to listen. Now I need to go back and listen. What do you have, Paul?
The Motor City Madness, if we want to call it that, 1,300-1. Pistons Central, Lions Super Bowl, Tigers World Series.
I think you're onto it.
A bit far. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. That's all we have for today. Here on Bet Sweats. Make sure you're with us tomorrow. Always a lot of fun on Wednesday. We do power rankings, bunch of guests, and we'll keep you up to speed. Everything Major League Baseball playoffs right here on the BetMGM Network.